USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is his first trip to Western Michigan since being sworn into office. The president holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies.
The Russia hoax is finally dead. The collusion delusion is over. The special counsel completed its report and found no collusion and no obstruction. I could have told you that 2.5 years ago very easily.
More than a dozen people are facing drugs and weapons charges following a major gang bust in central Iowa. U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum says
15 defendants have been charged with drug and gun offenses in federal court. And that group of defendants includes the leaders of C Block, which is a violent criminal street gang.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
More than a million private wells in the Midwest are being put at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections.
California lawmakers are trying to prevent another college admissions cheating scandal. Six bills have been proposed aiming to close loopholes that are getting the blame for allowing wealthy parents to get their kids into elite universities. Some of the measures include more checks and balances for universities and creating a team to audit the admissions process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants Empire actor Jussie Smollett to cover the costs of the police department's investigation into his claim that he was the victim of a hate crime. The mayor says the city is still calculating how much money was spent on police resources for the investigation.
Given that he doesn't feel any sense of contrition and remorse, my recommendation is when he writes the check, in the memo section, he can put the word, "I'm accountable for the hoax."
President Trump met with the CEO of Google on Wednesday to talk about political fairness on the platform and the company's dealings with China. After the meeting, President Trump tweeted that Google is doing quite well and they're totally committed to the U.S. military, not the Chinese military. Republican Senator of Missouri Josh Hawley reacts to the president's comments.
Google is not a transparent company, to put it mildly. I mean, this is a company that has chosen to do business in and with China in a way that at least indirectly benefits the Chinese military, but won't help the United States armed forces. I mean, this is a problem, and I think Google's ever-shifting answers on this. I said they need to come out publicly and say exactly why they are prioritizing China over the United States of America, the Chinese government, over United States citizens. So let's hear from Google on the record. Let's hear directly.
Hawley was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, one person from Wisconsin matched all six Powerball numbers Wednesday night. That means the jackpot goes down to $40 million. That person in Wisconsin will be collecting over $765 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.